Zech Nishmas Navi Moria, so Pilchas, Zech Nishmas Navi Moshaina, Pas Yeshua Falak. Hello, everybody. Okay, those parents were on last night. We had a nice encounter, a nice year. It was, it's good. Okay, so it was very nice to meet everybody who I haven't met yet. Okay, so we were doing with David Feinstein and the and how his kasha on his father. His kasha, David's kasha, was from this halacha. I didn't show it to you inside, but take a look. On page 14 and 15. No gimel kaddish beveis haknesses on page 14. Packet Chesvav. Says there's a minute to make kiddush in shul. Right? The Eila Makadish Litom Miyayin HaKiddush. So the person who's making Kiddush, the minig is that he doesn't drink from the wine because he's not having the Suda there. So he gives it to a Katan, right? Eila Matima Lakatan, then Kiddush Al Makum Suda. So, Mikarlo Nitzkan El Bishvil Orchim. In other words, the reason to make Kiddush in Shul was for the Orchim. Of that, that we're eating a shul. It's the same thing that the Beis Yosef writes that the minhag to to light Hanukkah candles in shul. One of the reasons is because there's orchim who sleep in the shul on Hanukkah,
So why don't you give the wine to the Orchim and not to the Katan?
No, but today we don't have Orchim. Meaning, we have Orchim, but the Orchim come home to us. We don't have Orchim that are sleeping and eating in the shul. It's not the same type of Orchim that they had in Zman Chazal.
Oh, but they made it sound like it's
a... So they ain't kiddush al makom suda. So we karlo niskan al mishver orchim da'achli b'shosu b'vev kinishta. Let's see him deicha vas. Va'achshav aval gav de lo'achli orchim b'vev kinishta. That even though we don't have these type of orchim, lo botlo ha'takana, right? But the original takana, that's he quotes the Baragol. The Rambam and Tshuva writes this, that we still keep the original takana to make kiddush and shul. So he says maybe it's better not to, but the Maisa, many shuls still do. So the question is, so who's going to drink from the wine? So we get a cotton. So the question is, but that's not right. Because that a cotton is drinking without kiddush. So it's like you're not going to drink because you're not going to eat the suda there. So what about the cotton? So he says the Magen Avraham, Avogav the osur lahachil cotton iser biadayim, was you're giving him kiddush wine, and he's not having the suda there. So he's eating before kiddush. So it's an iser biadayim. You're not allowed to give a cotton an iser. So he says, "Haydin dov sheish bolav." Well, kiddush ain't ela asay. In other words, it's not like you're giving him treif meat. Okay, he's supposed to hear kiddush before he has wine, and so that's not the same type of iser machil miyadayim is when you give him treif food, something like that. But here to eat, drink before kiddush, that's not the same type of iser. And even though. It says the Shulchan Aruch, even Isser Drabbanon. So he says, He says, "If you measure cost of Simon Shin Mem Gimel, that feel Yisud Rabbanu lo Safi Libya Daim Tzarich Lomer Kevin Diyish Omrim, that feel Godel Mutal Lishto Siyotzi Bekidizeh, Havu Gavdu Kol Min Hachi Bekom Machum Vaktan Mishari." So it says because the sheet is that hold that even a Godel could drink. Why? Because what? Which the wine is considered the Kiddush. From Makom Suda.
Rav's opinion.
No, not Rav's opinion. It's because the wine is considered Makom Suda. So Rav's opinion is, even in other words, the Mekadesh, he's going to drink the wine. So the wine is considered a Suda. That's the Gaonim's opinion. So you have one to be so Mechon, even for a Gadol. So even though that might not be the Iker Shita, but the Maisa, you can get a cotton could drink. Because if a Gadol could drink, even though that's not the preferred way to do it, but since we have what to be so mechon even for a gadol to drink, so certainly to give it to a cotton is not a problem. But Reb David Feinstein was saying, why do you have to have this whole discussion? Just if Reb Moshe is right, just say that you're allowed to have wine, even if it's not Mokum Suda, because as long as you're going to have another Kiddush later. So you see that the whole discussion here, the whole, of the poiskim is based on the fact that we don't assume like Reb Moshe. That was Reb David's kasha and his father. So obviously Reb Moshe realized that also, but that didn't bother Reb Moshe. Because he's saying his own, Reb Moshe has plates that he could argue on the poskim. You draw your line, you don't argue on the Gemara. You don't argue on the Gemara. You can't say against the Gemara. But to say against the Gedolei Achronim said against the Rishonim. Like the Shagasaryeh, when he writes a tshuva, the Shagasaryeh doesn't write a tshuva to try to explain all the Rishonim. When we learn today in yeshivas, we're not on the highest madregas, so we have to learn all the Rishonim and try to understand. We're not here to say who's right and wrong. That's not what we're here for. We're here to understand. The Chafetz Chaim's son. Was the mashkiach here in the yeshiva, Rav Mendel Zaks. And he had a son, Rav Gershon Zaks. And Rav Gershon Zaks was had a yeshiva in Muncie. And there used to be a whole chevra here from YU of different rabbanim that used to go on Sunday afternoon to go to the shir. So one of the people was my old friend, Rav Yosef Winevsky Zatzal, who was a blind Rav, who used to go also. So he told me from Rav Gershon. Rav Gershon used to say, "For the Rishon medav leiden," meaning from a Rishon you have to suffer. Meaning if a Rishon says something, you have to suffer to understand it. You can't just say machavek. A Rishon medav leiden. You have to. If a Rishon said it, then you have to take it seriously, and you have to. But the Shagasari didn't have that attitude from a Rishon Dav Leiden. The Shagasari's attitude was that he'll write a tshuva, he'll prove to you why he likes the Rambam or the Ravid, and he's not going to say, therefore we have to be Yashiv the other. Because that's if you're the Shagasari, or if you're Moshe Feinstein, you could say that. So in Echanami, Rav Moshe do all this poskim, like Rav David said, didn't hold. Nope. So Rav Moshe says, if I'm not against the Gemara, he once said, Rav Nissen Alpert once said, you can't get anyone in the Masorah, I think up to the Chveis, the Marsha, including the Marsha, he said, you think you have a Kasha and then from the Gemara? He said, no, no, not Shaykh. He says, if you think you have a kasha from the Gemara, he says, you give me a sabbatical, and I'll work on it, and I'll give you a teretz, and it'll be a good one too. You understand? Because it's not that's you can't cross that line. You know, to be. But the only thing is the Gemara. There can be different shitas in the Gemara, different sugyas in the Gemara, etc. But the fact that Rav Moshe was against these things, he was Rav Moshe. Like Rav Nissen Alpert said at the Levaya from Rav Moshe Feinstein, that Rav Moshe Feinstein was on the caliber of the Noda Behuda, the Chasam Sofer. You can't say that by I don't know people in this door that were the caliber of the Chasam Sofer. That's what Rav Nissen Alpert said at the Levaya for Rav Moshe, that he was a gadol in the ilk of the Chasam Sofer and the Noda Behuda. You know, there are a lot of chashuva people, and a lot of chashuva talmidei chachamim, but that's a whole different darga. You know.
How long ago did the Chasam Sofer live?
You're checking your phone. Yeah. And so the same thing. Rav Moshe was on that darga. So if he said against the Rishonim and Achronim, he knew that anything he says is not going to be against Shas. You know. And if you, and like Rav Albert said, if you think you have a kasha on these Rishonim, Achronim, I think he said up and including the Marshah from a Gemara, he says you give me a sabbatical, give me some office in Belfer, and I'll give you a teretz, and it'll be a good one. That's what he said. Rav Nissen Alpert. Yeah.
Why is he against the Rishon?
No, here he's against the Rishon. Because the whole discussion of how do you make Kiddush and Shul, you're not going to have the Suda and Shul. It used to be Orchim and Shul. They had the Suda, but today we're not having the Suda. So how do you make Kiddush and Shul? So they said, okay, give it to a cotton. How can you give it to a cotton? Magen Avraham asked the kasha.
Rosham, could it be the Magen Avraham talking about Kiddush at night and Rav Moshe about Kiddush in the morning? Might be a difference?
Yeah. No, because Rav Moshe... When Rav Moshe said that Gemara... That nafik meigrul ara v'hadim mekadesh is probably talking about at night, because I think they talk about the lights going off, right? So Pasha says that Gemara is talking about night, right? Pasha says, Yeah, if you're talking about the day, you can understand. But even though Rav Moshe was so mech on it, Pasha says he was so mech on the Lagabe the day. But, one second. Pasha says that he didn't make such a chiluk.
Rabbi Rav Nissen's son was my Rebbe in high school.
And Hank.
And Hank was at my wedding also.
Yeah, sure. I know him.
There's one that teaches Hank, one that teaches in North Shore, I think. So Rabbi Eliyahu Albert
is in Hank.
Yeah.
So that's what. So the Magen Avraham says you give it to a cotton, and that's not considered tzafina. It's a biyadayim. First of all, it's not a lav, and anyway, you could give it to a. And anyway, even a gadol maybe can take it mikra din, because he's drinking the wine.
Should we limit it to one cotton?
A lot of times at shul they have a whole bunch of kids that line up, right?
Right.
So he's saying maybe we should limit it to one carton. But he's saying that there's no isser of safina meyadayim. So once there's no isser, why should we limit it? Right? Any shul, usually you have 5-6 little kids go up to get the wine.
What does that mean? We do give it out to them.
Right, so he's saying that the Shulchan Aruch says you give it to a cotton. So the question is, what's the heter? He shouldn't be able, if it's easier to eat, to drink wine without kiddush, so what's the heter? So he says, no, the issur of safina biyadayim is only on issur lav. To give pork, the big treifus to a cotton is also. But to give kosher wine without kiddush is not a problem. And the other.
My issur, but the kid is still drinking something. And that thing, I mean, it's not a mitzvah.
Yeah, but maybe.
I don't think I would volunteer my kid, I would say.
Well, according to the first Teretz.
No,
Lamai
said it. The first Teretz is probably the main Teretz.
Well, Kiddush Eino Ela Essay. So Essay is you can Safina Bidai. So you're asking, why should you be able to Safina Bidayim? An Essay.
The Malkam Tzairus, but after one.
You see, after one is no Tzarech. You're asking, why should we limit it, you say? Why should we limit it? If you say like the second instead of that, but I hear you saying, why should we should limit it? We should limit it. So we're somewhere on the second teretz also. Okay. But it wouldn't work in shuls. You say that all the kids want to have the wine.
They want it, there's no answer.
Yeah. 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 Okay. But that's so. This is the whole sugi here that Reb David is bringing a raya that obviously no one mentioned as far as Moshe, because no one's gonna. The old achronim, they're not gonna say such a thing. It's Reb Moshe has very interesting svaras. They weren't, like the old achronim. We're not going to, say all of these type of svaras. And Moshe, the Dibras Moshe, said a lot of beautiful original svaras, and he paskin based on his svara. He didn't just say a svara for a pilpul ba'alma. And Moshe said original svaras that no one said before. It's Givaldic. And he used it, l'halacha. His svaras. Okay, so then we saw the thing from Reb David. Okay, so now we have to do another thing. And that is, we have to go back to the Magen Avraham. Back to the Heilige Magen Avraham. Not the Magen Avraham we just did now, but the... Oh, that was in the other packet. Oh, okay. So, in other words, the Magen Avraham, if you remember... it's in this packet, too. On page 20. Okay, Paris lo b'shulta giborim kosav da'af v'perish dayo. So the shulta giborim says that Paris is good. In other words, again, I always used to think, okay, you don't like Moshe, but the shulta giborim said it already. But you'll see that it's the shulta giborim is saying something different than Reb Moshe. But let me ask you a question. How do you want to give shot in the Shulta Giborim? Shulta Giborim, Kosov, the Afa Perish Dayo. So tell me, Pshat, how do you learn Pshat in the Shulchan Gibor? That even Peiris is good.
Is it because Kobeya is a Suda of the Matir? On Shabbos? It's a Suda?
What do you say?
We say that on Shabbos is Kovas.
Right, Shabbos Kovas. Right.
Yeah, Matir.
Right.
Like a Suda.
Right.
Kobeiros might be a Suda.
Yeah. So you want to say that just like there's a din that Shabbos creates a kvias. In other words, whatever you did Shabbos is considered achila chashuva. So therefore, you eat peiros, and that's the halacha that normally you can't eat peiros if you don't mafresh trumas and maestros, but you can eat a peiros achila sarai. But that's on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, etc. Thursday, whatever during the week. But on Shabbos, you eat peiros, it has to be. Yeah. So let's take a look in the Shulchan Gibor. Here, take a look. You want to see first in the Machtzis HaShekel. Here. Machtzis HaShekel on page 22. T'chol Sudas Shabbos Nechshevus Keva. K'mo d'kayim ul anafog av d'roshoi lechol achilas aroi b'tvua shalo nitrima aval Shabbos kovas l'maiser. A few chilas are right. The Shabbos mikri keva. Also lechol on shiyaser. It's really the who din the mechshav keva the Indian kiddush makom suda. So it's also called the keva for kiddush makom suda, just like it's keva for the halacha that you can't be mafresh. And you can't eat without being mafresh, because there's no such thing as a snack on Shabbos. Everything on Shabbos is considered keva. And if you want to see this inside, I don't know if it's in this page, on page 19, the Shulchan Gibor. It's interesting, the Shulchan Gibor never uses the word peiros, even though everyone says, oh, the Shulchan Gibor says peiros too. That's the way the Magen Avraham quotes it. But if you look at the Shulchan Gibor, look what he says. V'neir be'enai, shim kidesh v'mokam suda v'hizchil lechol v'kova hader, He doesn't use the word peiros. He said, Mine Megodim. How do you attach Mine Megodim? How would you explain Mine Megodim?
Delicacies.
Was heis delicacies?
Pastries.
Well, what is delicacies?
I say pastries.
What about little pieces of meat? Is that meat in Megodim?
From what I heard, an orange and apple were Megodim in those days.
Yeah, an orange and apple. So would it have to be Dafka?
Something is fine.
So like basically like a herring. Herring is meaning Megodim.
Rabbi, what does Rashi explain the Rachav Yosef with Megid
give us oil?
Yeah.
Those are Peiros, right? That's where Rashi says Peiros, right?
Yeah.
And those are Bracha. Megid give us oil. Right, you have a
McDonald's, huh? McDonald's sauce.
Yeah. Yeah. But Megan give us Olam. What does Rashi say with Zos HaBracha? You have a Chumash to Devarim of Katan? Yeah, you want to read it?
Okay, Megan Shemayim.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Make it to Shemesh, Shahita Arsil Tuchar Hama, who we must take it a perot.
Right. It was the fruit was Gishmach because the sun used to sweeten the fruits.
Yeah. And then make it Ger Shirachim, Yesh Perot Shalpana, Mashata, Ve'elwe, Kishwe, Ve'elwe, etc. Okay.
Right. Megan, give us over. Right. Yeah. Well, Psachedu, right. That's a Chanukah. That's the Chanukah Torah. Right. Yeah, about Ruvain with the Doim Nosnu Reach, right? Well, Sakenu called Begodim.
Yeah. And we have Pri Megodim, what?
Pri Megodim, right, very good. So, no, what I'm trying to find out is it only a din in Peiros? Or would you say it even?
No, I just did a Google Translate and Megadin on Google Translate is choice fruit.
Choice fruit. Choice fruit. So, because Rav Moshe, it was clear.
Translations also, and also says that it has the same meaning as bracha, also precious thing, but also choice fruit.
So maybe you want to say that maybe at least it has to be a fruit. But if it's not a fruit, maybe not. See, Rav Moshe was clear, the way Rav David explained Rav Moshe, that he potato starch and eggs, you know, wasn't even, unless you say, you know, Pri Adama, face. But usually Pri Adama is not sweet. But clearly Rav Moshe, I mean, you know, Rav Moshe was relying on potato starch and eggs. The question is, now, in other words, Rav Moshe was saying, because that's an oineg, so he could have an oineg. He's saying that it's a din, also from the same pasuk that Shabbos is kavas. And there is a tshuva from the Ginas Zeradim. You want to say something, Rav? Right.
You don't have to make kiddush again.
By where? According to the Shulta Gibor.
Right, except he says you should make a bar free of kafet. The last three lines.
What did he say?
He says when you make another suda, when you go home, you should make a suda shni of the bar of bar free of kafet. Because why should I use the suda sayyai?
So is he saying that the first suda that he made a whole kiddush with the Mekadesh HaShabbos on the Paris. And now he's going to make another kiddush on with just the Bar Piragraf. Wow. I never saw that before. I guess I never saw that before.
Does that mean that the first one?
But according to Rav Moshe, you see, if Rav Moshe is speaking, Pashas, Rav Moshe was speaking even at night. So that would mean that you'd make another a real Kiddush twice, according to Rav Moshe. You see, if you're just doing another Bar Piragrafen, you know, it's no big deal. That's not such a... Have to make, but he's saying in the Kiddush that you made on the first Kiddush that you had the Paris, you're making a... Mekadesh HaShabbos, if it's at night. You see, in the poskim, you don't, and the second Kiddush, you're going to make another paragraph. Plus, it's there. You see, the Gidas Varadim, take a look at the Gidas Varadim.
Actually, at night it's more chomer, Kena. You're not even allowed to drink before.
Well, at night it's more chomer because it's a bracha. So, Kiddush is a bracha. It's not just a. The Bar Piragrafen.
These are a day, right?
So he says here, let's see what he says.
What page of the pack is this?
Page 25. Second. Shabbos Kovas. So he speaks about Shabbos Kovas here. Wait one second. He's talking about now where they have to make a motzi if you eat a couple of cookies on Shabbos. Whether you have to make a motzi because maybe by Pasa Baba Kisnin it's considered a kvias. That's what he speaks about. And this is the famous the tshuva of the Marach or Zeruah. On page 24. Marach or Zeru, that's Rav Chaim or Zeru, the Hor Zeru's son. So he writes here that if a person eats Shabbos Kovas, a few achilas, a rai, a shiva keva, near a gam, in your pasa baba kistin. She nacha bricha samozo, he viewed the fun of the diski of a kol yosef, a bel, a bel, a bel, a bel, that on Shabbos, if you eat a little bit of mezonos, it's a question whether you have to wash and make a motzi. That's why Rav Aaron Soloveitchik was machmir not to eat cake on Shabbos unless it was in a meal. Because any time he would eat cake on Shabbos, he had a suffix, even if he was not kovei suda on it, just a little piece of cake. He's a suffix that's considered Shabbos kovas. And he wouldn't eat cake outside a meal on Shabbos.
Rabbi,
yeah.
The Gilas Rabbi mentioned regarding Siman Yud Beis, page 26.
Yeah.
Correct.
One second, what did you say?
On page 26, right column, Siman Yud Beis. That's what he's talking about, Megadim.
Oh, you're right. I supposed to bracket that thing, right. Yeah, I bracketed, it is also important, but I was supposed to bracket the page 26. So let's take a look at the Gittes Varadim. Klal Gimel. Siman Yud Beis. He calls Kasav Riaz. Imachol Mine Begadim Achar Kiddush Chashiv Shabbat Kiddush Makom Suda. He should call Suda Shabbos Chashivahi. Few Suda Arai Suda Kevahi. Pasha Tevet the Kesiv Leil the Lav Kol Mine the Hamrina the Suda Shabbos Keva Rakli the Ma'isa Bovad Mel Nitchul Divrei Riaz. The Yenu Vashay Kalav Begadim because Yayin he was Lechem, but he wants to say even more. Because the Goyim said you could have kos yayin timas lechem. Now he wants to say that anything is shabbas tovas. But he says, "Bistam she'odem mazmin es achaver." Yeah, we call welcome kevah shagoyim mekiel m'shtiyas kos yayin. Bistam yesh lo anolomad lo gorot pas kisnim mit kos yayin, like the Magen Avraham says. Miu mekiddush hayom. We have a kiddush hayom to kill two, and a kiddush halayla near day lachmer bogam kelly in the shei kiddush mokum suda. So he's the one. In other words, today Rav Shachta said from Rav Salvechik that you can be mekel more in the daytime than the night. So he preceded them in saying that, because he said kiddush hayom is more kal. Because first of all, you have the Ravid Shita that you don't have to, it's not really called Kiddush, so you don't have to have Kiddush Makom Suda. Yeah, okay, so he's more Mako.
Is that why he's more Mako? Because
the Ravid? He says, Kiddush, boom. We have a Kiddush Hayom to kill Tuva, we have a Kiddush Alayim, and there is Shein Lahachbev, O Gav King, and Shein Kiddush Makom Suda. So he's saying that you can be more makel with the other things. I don't know if, because it seems that he rejects the Shilti Gibarim in the beginning of the Tshuva. With the Mine Begadim. But he says, but the other things, the Goanim we can be Salmech on, but maybe only in the daytime. Because it's more kal. So this idea of Shech Sefer of Salvation in the daytime, and he quotes the Raivet. But see, it's a Raivet Makel Bo. So the original person to make that distinction between the day and the night is in the Tshuva of the Gittes Varadim. I mean, look, the Ravid made the distinction, but he's talking about halacha. To be according to the Ravid, you can eat anything, but it's not real Kiddush. It's not Kiddush. So there's no question. You can eat before, you can eat after. You don't eat it. But he's saying the halacha that we can be sovereign on the Goyim, but we should only rely on them for the daytime, not for the nighttime. So that's an interesting idea. Okay. So we finished this packet, and tomorrow we can start Tezayin, Bezer Hashem, packet Tezayin, and then we'll take it from there. Okay, let me say hello to everybody. Rav Katan, Roe, nice to see you. And Dr. Presby, Mayor, Yair, Nola, Yoder Moisey, and you have Yitzchak Carroll, and Moshe Carroll, and Yehuda Shitris, and Natan Bauer. Nice to see you all. And Daniel Albert, and Elon Sasson, and Rav Harari, and Avishai Samoa, and Yaman Aberman, and Michael Benlolo, and Jacob Silberger, and Ezra Hagler, and Avigdor Felder. And, okay, I think we got everybody. You got everybody? Okay, and again, I want to thank all the Talmidim and the parents I got to meet last night. Shkoyach, so Bez Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow. Yeah, Yitzchak?
Yeah, can I call Rabbi?
The recording has stopped.
Yeah, call me.
Okay, thank you so much. Rabbi Simon, my father said that he enjoyed the share last night.
Yeah, thank you. Okay.
Rabbi, I gave my grandmother the phone number, but she said that it must have been the wrong one. I'm the one
to... Okay, we'll have to do it again.